Okay, two things. First of all, I want to thank the Parnosim, that should be a schus for Shleima, for Brian Delay Bas Yehudis Ariella, Soshar Chali Yisrael. Also, I was informed our friend Kovi Fleischman still told me that Rav Sasson's Torah is going to be coming out online. The Haggadah, everything is be coming out shortly. Right? That's Ayaka and other things are going to be available. The Svarim, the Haggadah, which is, Haggadah was already a few years, but it's all coming available. The Svarim are generally hard to get here, and they're not in the regular Svarim stores. So that's how they're being sent out. Okay, so Mashiach will send a link for that. Tov, we're on Ayaka, page Mem. We're getting ready for Pesach. Everybody has their favorite son of the four sons. Everybody has their favorite one. My personal favorite is the Tom. I've spoken with that many times over the years. And because of some of the Mepharshim, because of some of the things in the pictures and so on, that we grew up with the Haggadah, there's a Tom, like a bad reputation. There's a very, very, very great person, the Tom. So that's what we're going to be talking about now. We're talking about Tmimus, the Midah of Tmimus, and how it's connected to everything that we're learning in this Sefer, what we began with. We'll see in a moment. This whole Sefer, and all that we're working on in this Sefer, is this Midah of Tmimus. There's no accurate word in English to capture what Tmimus is. There are many attempts made to translate, but there's no real word that I know of in English that really captures what Tmimus is. When you meet a person that's a Tmimus Dika person, then you know that's it. But what the word means is hard to explain. Tzarech l'havin mahi midas ha-tmimus. You need to understand, what is the midah of Tmimus? This midah that we talk about, it's a wonderful midah. The person's tamim, the midah of tmimus. Mahi, what is it? Lo lachshav. Is a tam a person? Again, a lot of the times with the Haggadah, the person thinks that a tam is somebody that doesn't think. He's like a. Many of the Haggadahs in English, they call him a simpleton, I think, right? A simpleton. That's not nice. It just doesn't sound nice, a simpleton. So it sounds like a person that's not thinking. The Yushalmi has a different gears altogether. The Yushalmi doesn't have a tongue. The Yushalmi says it's a tipesh. That we know where we stand. A tipesh means a fool. And the Yushalmi is a tipesh. That's an interesting discussion. It's not for now. Why is it that the gears of the Yushalmi is a tipesh? But in our Haggadah, the gears is that is tam. And simpleton is not a good translation. Lo lishol shelos. It's a simple tam. So we have in the Haggadah an Einu Dei Lishol. So a Tom is somebody that doesn't have any questions. Is that what a Tom is? He doesn't have questions. He's Minasiv HaTamimus. So the Maharal opens up the whole world for this, to understand what Tamimus is, because we have Ruch Hashem, we have in the Nesiv HaSailim of the Maharal, Nesiv HaTamimus. There's a whole Nesiv, there's a whole Maimra HaTamimus. Nesiv HaTamimus, Meir HaMaharal, really a person should learn the whole Nesiv HaTamimus. It's not long at all, but it's what this whole midah of Tamimus can't be understood without the Maharal. Nesiv HaTamimus, Meir HaMaharal, is Einayim B'Negei L'Midah Zu. Umo'ir Es HaChesek Lias Yehudim Tamimim. First, the Maharal illuminates and helps us to understand what is the midah of Tamimus, and then through that, there's a tremendous desire that we feel to want to be these kind of people. That can't be to be a simpleton. To want to be Jews who have this midah of Tmimus. Yaakov Avinu was Nish Tam Yosef Ahol. Yaakov Avinu was not a simpleton. And it says in Chumash, Yaakov Ish Tam, Yosef Ahav. So we passing like Chumash, not like the Maxwell House Haggadah, you understand? Or whatever you have in the old days. Yeah. Ashrei smimei dorech haholchem b'toras Hashem. Rabbi Nachman's first Torah goes on that pasuk. There are Jews who walk upon a path of tmimus, and their path in life is a path of tmimus. And David HaMelech said about them, Ashrei smimei dorech. Ah. Who are these tmimim? Who are these tmimei dorech? Today's the yard site of the Rebbe Yabshab from Lubavitch. Beis Nissen is the Rashab's yard site. And he decided to name the Lubavitch yeshivas that he opened up in Europe. What did he call them? Tomchei Tmimim. Tomchei Tmimim. And in Chabad, a chassid, the greatest compliment you could pay a chassid, and what they're called is Hatomim. There's no other group of Jews that give such a title that they're... In Chabad, they call a chassid hatom, hatomim. And the yeshiva, the rashab, the yeshivas, the network of yeshivas are called adayam, are called toimchei tmimim. Toimchei tmimim. What's this midah of tmimus? They were seen, it's not seen as some sort of a b'de'eved or something. It's a lechadchil, shub lechadchil, that a Jew should be atomim. Ashrei smim heidar ha'olchem esaras Hashem. Zumat m'lishayin. So here are a few words from the Maharal. Marlis Hayosher or Marlis Atmimus. The Maila of Yashrus of Yosher and the Maila of Tmimus, Ushneim Hem Nemorim Alasher Enam Yoitzim and Haroi. Both of these terms are used. Yosher, of course, means Yashar, straight. Both these terms are being used to describe a person who's not Yoitzim and Haroi, who does what he's supposed to do. He's not Yoitzim and Haroi. He doesn't get fablonged. He doesn't go out of what is rotwi, what is right, what is proper. So what's the difference between a yosher and a tam? On many mitzvahs you'll see of wonderful Jews, it says ish tam v'yosher, right? Ish tam v'yosher. It's also a great compliment. Ish tam v'yosher. And if we understand what those words mean, then no one should feel bad. How come it doesn't say over here, Rava Tzadik Mor HaGoyla, Rosh Kol B'nei HaGoyla? It's a very big compliment to say, Tom V'yosher. Ushneim em nemor mal sheinim yetzim naroi v'hefesh ha-shem b'neim ki ha-yosher mitzad sichlo v'chachmoso. A yosher is a person who, the Maral says, mitzad sichlo v'chachmoso. Mitzad his seichel and his chachma. In other words, he's got things worked out in his mind. Misboinen lasas ayasha. He thinks, he contemplates, he studies, he researches, he works through the sugya, and he comes to the decision that this is the right way and this is the wrong way. That's the yasha. Is Kiyosha mitzad sichlo v'chachmoso mizboinen lasa is ayosha. He's mizboinen lasa is ayosha. That's fantastic. How could there be anything better than that? That is fantastic. V'hatomim, so who's a tom? V'hatomim hu shoherlech b'derech hayosha me'atzmo. Tomim is a person who's herlech b'derech hayosha, who follows a straight path intuitively, me'atzmai, lishum his bainanus. He doesn't have to, he doesn't struggle intellectually with making a choice between this or that. Holech b'derech, he says, me'atzmai, lishum his bainanus. Rak holech b'darko b'tmimus. That's what they call tmimei darach. They walk along the path of life. Aholchim b'toras Hashem. That's how they walk. That's how they go. It's not that every step along the way is a pachad. Every step along the way is a nisayin. Every step along the way is a decision. There's a midah of tmimus. He says, "Mukol makom shtei amidas kasha hu eino sar min ha'yash v'arai." Both of them come out terrific, because both the tam and the yasha do what's right. They're on the path. They're on the road. It's also mesilas yisharim. They're on the path. Both of them do what's right. Ha'echem mitzad atzmo utmimus darko. But the tamim is something different. He's mitzad atzmo. There's something about this person, the tamim, that he does what's right. Mitzad atzmo. Of course, he still has to know what's right from wrong. Yeah, learn the Torah. But once that's there, it's then he's programmed, and he goes mi'atzma b'taras Hashem. Va'asheni mitzash esichlo hu boicher hayosha. The Yosha is a person whose mind has to make that choice, and he chooses what's right, which is terrific. He chooses what's right. The Maral continues, a kol ze b'shvil shohaya Yaakov ish tam. Says also about Noach, right? Tomim Hoya B'Daraisav. And Noach also, people don't hesitate. You look in a lot of the Svarim, there are Svarim that they have bad things to say about Noach. It says about Noach, Tomim Hoya B'Daraisav. B'Daraisav is also Yesh Darshan L'Shav, Yesh Darshan L'Gnai. But it says about Noach and about Yaakov, you know, this Midah of Tmimus. But with Yaakov, we understand that Yaakov is the Evan Hapina of Am Yisrael, with the Ribbonei Yisrael. So our attention is turned much more now to understanding Yaakov Avinu. When the Maral talks about Yaakov Avinu Ish Tam, the simon is that Kitam. The Maral says the simon, just a remez, is that the word Tam is the same letters as Hepech Min Meis, is the opposite of the word mace, dead. Kimishi yesh b'midas ha-tmimus, because a person who has this midah of tmimus, sheni yoytse mitmimuso, that he doesn't leave that path of tmimus. He's on that path, and he stays on that path of tmimus. Ashvei smimei derech, ha-holchim b'teres Hashem, he never leaves his tmimus, and his enemus chakim b'tachbula klal, and he doesn't use any cleverness to figure out a strategy. He doesn't have to do that. This is Rabbi Nachman's story of Achachem Hatam. I'm sure that you're all thinking about that. And by Rabbi Nachman, you see that he makes this chilik between the Chacham and the Tam. Very, very clear, the whole story of the Chacham and the Tam. And he was talking about the whole story is about this midah of tamimus, describing that type of a person in a very, very, very strong and very clear and powerful way. And in Rabbi Nachman's world, the Tom is the most admired person, is the Tom. In the Baal Shem Tov's world, is the most admired person, is the Tom. And therefore, the Maral says, this person, this Tom, ain't no sar min Hashem Yisbarach. He never ever goes away from Hashem Yisbarach. He called me shu meschakem v'yoytze b'chachmaso chusta t'mimus, because whoever is a chacham, and with his chachma, it can be that he leaves that world. Because even the wonderful Chacham, Sof Kol Sof, there's that limitation of his Chachma. And the Chachma of a person, no matter how smart that person is, the Chachma of a person there's no guarantee that he's going to get to the destination that he set out to reach. There's no guarantee. By the Chacham. By the Tom, there's Ashrei Smimei Derech, Ha'alcha Meteres Hashem. They get to the destination. Like, straight. They get to the destination. Stimmeral says, The Tom is not Sarman HaDerech. Doesn't go off the path. This Nisayin, that Nisayin, good times, bad times. I feel loved, I don't feel loved. They like me, they don't like me. Good economy, bad economy, this president, that president. There's no nafkimin. He's in Yerushalayim, he's in New York, he's in Panama, he's in Portugal. There's no nafkimin. When you meet a Jew like that, it's the biggest mechai in the world. There are Jews like that. They used to be more common, but it's a gewaldige thing to know a Jew like that.
Is shleimus a good word? Is it the same as shleimus, or it's different?
Shleimus is often used in conjunction with tamimus, but if you translate it as perfection, that's not accurate either. How would you translate shleimus into English?
Whole or complete.
Okay. If it's used in this context, then it's fine. But it's still, if you just say that word, it doesn't paint the entire picture. But it's better. Okay, those are the words of the Maharal. Hatmimus hilios mashahu ba'atzmai. Now, in the Mizgeres of our limud here, in this Sefer, Vayeka, Tmimus means lios mashahu ba'atzmo. Lios mashahu ba'atzmo. As the Svarim say, Tam mahu oimer, right? Tam mahu, the person he is, oimer, that's what he says. Tam mahu, if you want to know who he is, you don't have to try to figure it out. Tam mahu oimer. Mahu Oimer, he tells you what he is. Because his whole mitzias is Mashahu Ba'atzmai. He is Mashahu Ba'atzmai. This my father's Zechon Levrach in this Inyan of Tamimus, that's if some of you know some of the stories that I've told over the years that I've been zeichet to talk about my father, all the stories about this, all the stories of this Inyan of Tamimus. That's why there are many things that he said that were politically incorrect. Because he didn't care to fit into anything. It wasn't his Indian at all. Not mitzad, but the rare times that he would speak where there were other people around, which was very, very rare. People went after him to try to hear his opinion about something. And it was exactly how he was at that moment, and who he was is what you heard and what you saw. And if he didn't go for something because he felt that it was phony or he felt that it was something cheap or shallow, He usually didn't even say anything. He would just turn around and walk up.
He saw it in his face.
What?
He saw it in his expression.
We were just talking with my sister. I was there yesterday. I was talking to my mother, my sister. The tmimus was. So the bechlal no inyan of, all the things that growing up I tortured myself. I still do over the Holocaust. My father didn't. There's no. I never saw in him any inyan of angst over what happened. There was no simon. I never saw a simon, and he didn't go for that. He didn't go for all the whole thing. It was very simple. There's the Baruch Shalom Fiat. That's all.
There was also an amazing warmth with him. Same time.
Yeah.
Sometimes
there's a separation between those two, right? Right. And at the same time, he was an exceptionally warm person, but it was never in a demonstrative way. He didn't have. He didn't say things like "I love you" or with the kissing. He was. He didn't understand why men were going around kissing each other. He didn't go for the whole thing. He once said to me. He once said to me because he saw that. He said, "What is this? What the hell are people doing this now?" And the Bechlal, the whole Hanhaga was the. And as I said, that it wasn't an Indian of because it's a simon and a sifkot and shmiras aloshin that you shouldn't say these things. It was just that. What are you talking about, other people? It's not that. Yes, pasnish. It's not. There was a certain mahalach of that. A chush of just. This is the way. That's all. There is nothing ever off course. Never ever like. I never saw that it was off, that it was different. It's an amazing guy. I have to think back. Never anything that it wasn't consistent. There was never ever, no matter what was going on, what was happening around, even when his brother, my brother, my uncle Yitzhak, Itzu was Nifter, this is my father, the two of them were, they're not brothers, it was something like David and Yohannes and the two of them. And even my uncle was Nifter. So, my father's Indian was, his Gandhi. That's it. It's just finished. That's it. It's time to say Kaddish Gandhi. And whatever there was, it was just that the Rosh Hashanah did that. There's nothing. It's a certain type of a person that if you make a cheshbon of how I could be more tmimus, they could say, well, you're not so posh that you're tmimus. That's why you have the whole sefer is a historius to and ways that we could work on to try to connect to this midah. But the fact that we're working on it already means that felt epis, right? It means epis. It's not. But still we could become, since we're the children of Yaakov Avinu, we have this, like all the other midahs of Kedoshis, we have this in us. We have this midah. The midah is Teferis, and we have the midah of Tmimus. And therefore, we could certainly make tremendous improvements. But this is what it means. Mashahu ba'atzmai. Mashahu ba'atzmai. Who he is. Ba'atzma. Thus is thus. In every word, he's only speaking who he is. In every motion or gesture, which I used to tell the children to watch very carefully, even the ways that look how Zaydee, the way that he eats, the way that he makes a bracha, when you tell a joke, and the way he tells it, and when he would tell a joke, the way he said a joke was something like a whole lima, the way that it was not too many that he said, but the way he said it, there was a certain pshitus, like from another world, that was just, it didn't make a difference. We all started laughing before he finished. The words and even the words, is there was such a hana that we had. The way that he looked when he enjoyed something. And a lot of times we didn't know what he was talking about. He said something, we didn't understand even what he was talking about, but we enjoyed so much the way that he said it. And that he would have, like, the eyes and a little, he'd sometimes start a little bit to cry that he was laughing. And we didn't even know what he was talking about. The kids would ask me after, what was that joke? Or was it? I don't know what it was, but it didn't make a difference because how he said it was better than anything that he could have said. And it was just the pleasure of the enjoyment of the way that the pashas, the pshitas, and the tamimas, when he would talk about his Rebbe, he would talk about his parents, and it was, everything was with mashahu ba'atzmai, without any embellishments. Nothing embellished at all. Nothing phony, nothing embellished. Lo l'nasos, lo tzeis mi'atzmo, l'vakesh davach shechutz mimenu, without ever trying to go out of his zone, his territory, l'vakesh davar, and to seek something shechutz mimenu, that's not him. Atmimus hi hachibur hameduyak la'ani ha'atzmi shel ha'adam. Tmimus is this accurate connection to the ani ha'atzmi shel ha'adam, to that actual ani, to the ani ha'atzmi shel ha'adam. To be able to say with absolute sincerity, to answer the question of Ayaka, to say ani. It's me. This is me. Hatam chayves mamoshus ha'anishalo. The tam experiences and lives the mamoshus. The mamoshus, the reality of that anishalo. Ubehetam lekach, and he yotze chutz la'atzmo. And therefore, like in Rabbi Nachman's story, when the Talmud's wife was complaining, how come the Chacham is with the other shoemakers, they make more money and it's not that their shoes come out and his come out. So you remember what the Talmud's answer was? What was his answer? This is Yenim's Maisa. His life is his Maisa. This is my life is my Maisa. But he's asking me a kasha, Yenim. He's asking me how come he makes more money than I make, and I'm a more talented shoemaker. How come he makes more money? It's a kasha. This is Yenim's Maisa. He has his own Maisa. This is my Maisa. Doesn't mean he doesn't try hard. He said, "This is my Maisa." So he asked him a kasha from Yanim's Maisa. He asked him a kasha from his Maisa to my Maisa. It's two different things. Like you see, sometimes you have Madrash and Mechulakim. So what are you going to ask a kasha? So Rabbi Yochanan says like this, Rish Lakish says like that. How could it be? The Torah says that they're two different people. That's how it is. Yeah?
Is it fair to say it's the maturity that comes with age?
No, I see some older people are the...
No, I'd say automatically. I'm saying when a person is...
You said
young,
it comes with age. I'm saying it does not come with age, Davka.
It has the potential to come with age, though, where...
No, everything in life doesn't... Nothing comes with...
Off. When you
nothing,
get older, you...
Nothing comes with anything. No, you find by... You could find by older people that they make... They get crazy from every tiny little thing. What do you mean? No, nothing comes. You have to work at it. There's no such thing as a coming with age. My father used to say that. He had a saying that old wine is only good when it was... aged wine is only good when it was good to begin with. But if it was miserable wine to begin with, when it gets older, it just gets worse. That was one of his things that he said about aged wine. Because I remember sometimes you had a person made a fool of himself. My father would say, I'll deny. It was the worst thing to see from my father, like an old fool. Sometimes you know, there's nothing comes with age, nothing. There's no such thing, except for gray hair and wrinkles and other stuff comes with age. That all of that stuff, but nothing. Wisdom comes with age.
I thought experience. You have so much experience. I think we stand for an old person.
It's not automatic, though.
Okay.
Of course, we do. We have respect for that we stand for an old person is even a. If he doesn't have that wisdom, and if you look in the Gemara, it's because of what he's been through. And we respect the fact that he has been through and he remains himself a person that's still a Yid. But as far as wisdom and so on and maturity is left off, it doesn't come necessarily with age. A person who works at it, then old age is an unbelievable opportunity to be free of those taivas that bring us down when we're younger. And to be in a place of clarity, sure, but it's not automatic. You could have an old person sits around, reading nonsense the whole day, or just sitting, you know, or walking around the golf course looking for a ball or something. So, what does it mean, old age? Modern Maturity magazine or something? AARP. I started to get that magazine. I didn't subscribe. I never subscribed. There's a whole thing going on with that magazine, by the way. There's something funny there, because I didn't ask for that. I wasn't happy when it came, either. They start sending you that magazine. I didn't read anything in it. I didn't open it. But I said to Marv, what's going on with you? Why are we getting this? To have a certain thing worked out, that you can't get certain... There's certain things you can't get, like with Medicaid, unless you subscribe to... Unless you get AR. Something going on over there. Some kind of... They take us old people for fools, that's who it is. Something's going on. Yeah, it doesn't mean that a person comes of age and all of a sudden... Like I told the Maisa many times. Just recently I told the Maisa there was an older person that he was 80. He came of age. He was 80 years old, and he complained to the Satmar Rebbe. So he said that it says Shmoyim Gvuras, right? Gvuras. So he said, I'm 80 today, it's my birthday, and I don't feel any gvuras. So the Samarav said to him, I knew you when you were 40, and you didn't come to Bina either. You didn't get smarter when you were 40 either. In other words, you're not on the program, what can I tell you? So there's no, that's not automatic. Doesn't mean just because you hit that age. Like, what, the guy wakes up, he gets his AARP, and he says, yeah, I think I'm smart today. I came of age. I'm wise. Everybody, please rise. You never met an old tippish? This is the saddest thing. It doesn't come. There's no automatic. It's an avoida. It's an avoida. And many young fools just become Rachmanis old fools. It doesn't happen automatically. This is what happened with Adam Rishon. His madrega, that when a person forgets the ani, then he's very very likely to be olul hisachiv achar pituy chutz. He's very likely to be dragged, swept away by pituy chutz, by all kinds of pituyim, things that are pulling at him, all kinds of seductive things that are out there in the world that are inconsistent with the person that he would like to be and that he set out to be. He's derailed. He gets derailed. The train started and it went. The train's on the track but then derailed. I was going with a granddaughter of mine when I was teaching her I took her driving. She was getting ready to take her driving test, and I took her a few times driving, which was mom's just a kind of stuff. She's like, oh. And the reason that, and to this day, she makes, you know, we joke about it. Because when I was in the car and I gave her to drive, and I'm sitting there, she starts to like wave at friends, you know, and look. I said, you gotta look over here. What are you looking over there? You gotta go over here. And she says, oh, and she looks at this door. She says, oh, I didn't know they opened up a new pizza shop. I said, you, this is dangerous. We can't do this. That's the get derailed. You just get off track. The Tom doesn't get off track. He's on track. But when you forget the ani, then you could be schlepped after anything. If you forget that you got the wheel in your hands and that you lose sight of where you're going, you could. So then everything pulls you away from. You end up doing things that have no kesher to who you really are. You start dressing like somebody that you're not. You start talking like somebody that you're not. It's not you. You just start to imitate whatever is popular in the culture at that time, or if it's in the little world that you're in. You just start to be something else. Okefi shegdamnu. Hamakim shel ha'ani ba'avodas Hashem tzorich li'as merkazi ma'od. The whole avoid of ayaka is that the ani, the I, has to remain clear and fixed at the center of your life. That's the avod of tmimus. That the ani is fixed and clear. And if sometimes a little bit, the person gets a little bit, seems to get a little off, then he's able to reset. To reset very quickly. This is not. I'm not going to go for this. This is not me. This is not me. V'noisiv bekach ma'ad biur. So let's try to understand this Maharal. U'bekach tuv har gam midas atimimus v'chashivusa, to understand this and to learn more to understand the pshat the Maharal. And this brings us to something that we've spoken a lot about over the years on page Mem Beis. Obviously, who you are is deeply, deeply connected to what your name is, to your name, and to the Pasuk. Each one of us has Pasuk in Torah. Each one of us has the Isis of who we are, our names, the Pasuk that our neshamas are connected to, the particular mitzvah. Each one of us has certain mitzvah, certain inyan that we're connected to in a deeper way. And the Svarim talk a lot about these things. L'kol adam yesh yeyud mishalo u'shlichas mishalo, membeis. Each person has his own destination and his own shlichas. U'behetan l'kach nishmasu hiyichudis. And because of that, and in order that he should be able to carry out his shlichas, his neshama is unique. His neshama was uniquely, as we learned last week, his neshama is uniquely designed and equipped to carry out that particular shlichas, to reach that destination. V'ayfyov, his personality, v'kishranaysev, and all of the person's talents and skills, gam hem yichudim lo. They are uniquely him, his. Kol adam hu gilui me'or Hashem begoyve miyuchad. Each person is a revelation of Hashem's light, but its own color, its own tint of Hashem's light. Omnem reishis l'kol ha'pratim. Before there was any division, of course, into pratim, into individual neshamas, Jews. Knesis shel yisharish ha'kol. There's that metzias that's called Knesis Yisrael, the ocean of neshamas. Everything is one, Knesis Yisrael. The ingathering, Knesis Yisrael, hi klal gilui shem Hashem ba'alam. It's the klal of Hashem is being revealed in this world through Knesis Yisrael. Ach mitoch kach. However, mitoch kach, kol echad ve'echad megala pen u'bechinim yuchadim. Each individual neshama was sent in order to reveal a particular aspect of Elokus in this world. Kol echad ve'echad megala pen u'bechinim yuchadim ha'pi ha'ofi ha'nishmasi shelo, according to your own neshama, and what it was sent by Hashem to accomplish, to do. Kfi shebaroi Hashem is baro, as was created by Hashem. Od anu yoidim shahatar hi or Hashem. So too, the Torah is or Hashem. The whole Torah is or Hashem. Benish unishamas Yisrael hain or Hashem. And Yisrael kutshabichu araisa. And so too, the neshamas of Yisrael are or Hashem, Hashem's light. Ubamuvan ze, kol echad me'am Yisrael mukuv v'kineged posuk u'bechinim yuchedes bor ha'Torah. And because of that, each individual Jew, even though we're all part of the whole Torah, just like we're all part of Knesset Yisrael, but each individual Jew is connected to the particular R of a particular pasuk, of a particular name, particular letters, and a particular way of living Torah and a way of learning Torah. Mimela, afa pisha Torah klolus v'harochim shaba hem klolim v'shayochim lekulam. Even though the Torah is for everybody, and the halach, of course, we all live according to the Torah, the kol echad yesh merkaz acher b'Torah. Every Jew has his own center point of Torah, that which is his center point, his merkaz. And Rav Kook says, kol merkaz haTorah hu haposuk shel shmo haprati. And there's a hint that we have through the name that each one of us received, that Hashem directed the parents to bring down such a name, and through the pasuk. Well, pasuk shel shmo haprati, again, what that means with the pasuk, and we have, of course, the psukim each one has with his name, her name, the pasuk, and so on. But there's more about that. We'll talk more about that. Well, pasuk shel shmo haprati. I was learning with some bochum the other day, a Torah from the Haran Stackler Rabbi from Denver, Schussi, I know that, Mardik Torah, but he was explaining the Gemara in Brachas. But how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, how is it possible that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, before he was nifted, the Gemara says that he said, Shnei drachim lefanai. His students were asking, why is he crying? Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was crying on his deathbed, and his students said, Rabbeinu Mata Baruch, and he said, there's Shnei drachim lefanai. There are two paths before me, and I'm about to die. There's one path that's leading to Gan Eden. There's another path that's leading to the not Gan Eden. There are two paths before me. If you have any idea, I'm Malichim. I don't know where I'm going. So all the Sfarim are saying, how could there be such a Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai? I mean, that's not modesty to the... He was the tzaddik yisod olam of the whole generation, of all generations, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. He was who he was. And there are many, many things that I've written to try to understand. How could Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai have such a suffix? So what he explains there in the Sefer Malchus Shleima, he says that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai knew that he didn't do any aveiros, and he knew that his whole life was just mitzvahs, no aveiros. He was certainly the tzaddik of Tanya. There was no aveiros, and it was all mitzvahs. So what's he saying? Any adei la'am alichim, I see. Shtei drachim lefanai. So the Malchus Shleima, the Ernst Haeppel explains that because at the last moment, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai was still mesupik. He was still worried that maybe all that I did wasn't me. It was, I didn't live my life. It was somebody else's life. That's what he was worried about. Ulai ze lo ani. I kept everything. I did everything. I didn't do any affairs. But the question that he had that last moment was, did I carry out my shlichus? And he was frightened. And that's what he means. That's what he meant. That was Gehenna. That was not. Shtei drachim lefanai. I don't know for sure that I carried out my inyan that I was created to carry out. He says that, he explains there that for many, many Jews, their whole Yiddishkeit is just a mahalach ha'chaim, he calls it. A mahalach ha'chaim means it's a way of life. It's just a way of life. It's a culture. It's a way of life. Even halacha, mitzvahs, yom tovim and Shabbos, so it's a way of life. But the inyan of Torah is to be megala va'ani. And your individual, unique, particular connection to the Bari Olam. And Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that last moment of his life, was crying. Maybe this was somebody else, like the famous story with the Satmar Rebbe. Maybe I'm impersonating myself, right? When somebody was at a chasna, they were making batchanis, and he asked permission from the Rebbe. Just to remind you, he asked permission from the Satmar Rebbe. The Rebbe said, okay, to imitate the Rebbe. And the Satmar Rebbe said, of course, that was the simcha. To make batchanis, to be mesameach the chasna kala. So this person got up and he did a fantastic, perfect impersonation of the Satmar Rebbe, how he davened on Yom Kippur or whatever, Rosh Hashanah. Perfect, with a very high voice and the crying. And at the beginning, the Satmar Rebbe, everybody was laughing. It was great. But then, like, after 1 second, all of a sudden, the Satmar Rebbe started to cry. And that stopped the whole party. And the guy ran over and he started, Rebbe, I'm sorry. I asked Rebbe permission. And the Rebbe said, no, of course. You're very, very good. But when you were doing that, you saw me daven maybe 10 times on Yontif. And you already do a perfect impersonation. So I daven every year with myself. Maybe I'm just impersonating myself. Maybe I only davened really once or twice, and the rest, all the other years, are just impersonating myself. It's a very deep story. Maybe I'm just impersonating myself. Maybe it's not me now. Maybe it's just an impersonation of me. That's really a different madriga. Not even talking about impersonating somebody else. So he explains that at the end of his life, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai had this cheshbon gevul. Maybe it was some sort of a adaptation or impersonation. Maybe that wasn't me. That's a cheshbon. A person, a tzaddik, lives with that nekud of ani, being at the center, being at the merkaz. Okay, Chavir, forgive me, I have to be someplace a little bit early. I think this was the last year before Yom Tov. Next Erev Shabbos, not going to have Shirim. So we'll continue.